Why are we not convinced that Jesus tells us we need to be born again of water and the Spirit for us to enter the kingdom of heaven? Because a lot of time we allow Satan to deceive us. Right? So when Satan deceives us, then truly we get all confused. We don't know what's right and what's wrong. Because there's so many other million Christians out there, they say, if you just believe and confess in your heart, you'll be safe. So many of us, we fall into this kind of trap. So these two sessions, truly, we want to share the Word of God in the Bible to prove that truly you need to be baptized if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23. Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and does many wonders in your name? Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ tell them, not everyone that call me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but rather a person who does the will of the Father. So during the time, many people come to our Lord Jesus, right? And they will say, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not cast out demons in your name? Did I not perform many miracles and wonders under your name? But what did our Lord Jesus say? I never knew you, right? Go away from me. Who? Those of you who practice lawlessness. So this means, just think about it. These people, right, they preach in the name of God. They cast out demons in the name of God. They perform miracles in the name of God. But Jesus did not know them. So that's why I don't think, right, that the road to the heavenly kingdom is very wide. Actually, no. It's very narrow. Because very few people do the will of God. So that's why really religious is the most dangerous thing. Why? Because a lot of religion go against the will of God. For example, right, many terrorists, why they be able to strap themselves with bombs and go into a crowded area and blow themselves up? Why? Why? Really, why? Great to say it again. Yes. So many of them, just like us, they have the hope for eternal life. So they think when they strap themselves with bombs and they go to a crowded area, if they kill a lot of people, when they die, there's 70 virgins waiting for them up there. 70 virgins, right? Waiting for them. So they think if they died in a time, they're going to go to heaven. Is it true? I think they have a big surprise coming, right, after they die. Really? Truly, Satan gave us many false advertisements, just like on television, right? You guys ever see the commercial for app? The 5 minutes app, right? They tell you, yes, you just buy this product, 5 minutes a day, your app's going to, you have six pack, right? And the sister, your app will be all ripped, right? So why? Because the two people they show, the guy and the girls, they're in perfect shape, right? The guy have six pack and the girls all good. But many, I see these millions of people buy this kind of product. 5 minutes, 1 hour, an hour and a half a day. Impossible to have that kind of body just for that machine, right? So many people buy, what happened? They end up throwing it away. Really? End up throwing away. So the same thing with like beer commercial, right? Every time you see beer commercial, what do you see? People drinking, dancing, beautiful women, handsome guys, right? Dancing, partying. But they never show you the part that people who drink sometimes, they spend, you know, the whole night, their head is in the toilet throwing up, puking their brain out, right? They never tell us that. And one of the leading causes of death is drinking. They never tell us that. All of these people fall into this kind of temptation or fall this kind of deceit. But for us, it's the same thing. Right? Many of us, really, when we talk to the people out there, they will tell us many times, you don't need to be baptized to receive the heavenly kingdom. But the Bible tells us very clear. For those of us who are not born of water and who are not born of the Spirit, surely you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we can just confess with our mouth and believe in our heart and will be saved, really I would praise and thank God. Why? Because I have many family members, many relatives. I want them to go to heaven. So if I can just go to them, hey, confess, right, Jesus, right? And you'll be saved. I would be so joyful. My knees wouldn't hurt so much because praying for them the last 7 years. Really? For us, we need to think about this. So the heavenly kingdom is not easy, but rather we have to follow the will of God. So many of us who worship God, sometimes we are so blinded. So do not think that, you know, the terrorists, they are so dumb. Actually, they have the same goal as we do. That is to reach the heavenly kingdom. So many Christians, we also been deceived by Satan. We think, right, just come to church once in a while. If we do this, we do that, and not follow the will of God, we think we go to heaven. But actually, it's not that easy. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Actually, during this time, right, Nicodemus, a ruler of the synagogue, came to our Lord Jesus Christ to ask him a certain question. But Jesus answered him, "Unless you are born again of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." This is very clear. It's very clear. So the born of water is to be baptized. So many of us also think, right, our Lord Jesus Christ, he is full of love. So because he's full of love, everyone will be saved. Actually, the first part we are right. Our Lord Jesus Christ is full of love, but not everyone will be saved. But our Lord Jesus Christ desires everyone to be saved. But don't confuse with Jesus' love with his justice. For example, if I have a son, I love my son very much, and I tell my son, "Son, do not touch the stove," right? Do not touch the stove. So my son touched the stove, and then he burned himself. So I tell my son, "Son, if you want your wound, right, your burn to be healed, you need to use this kind of ointment to put it on so you can be healed." So my son, he said, "Yes, I believe you, Dad," right? But he does not go and buy that ointment and put it himself. Do I love him any less as a father? Of course not, right? I still love my son. But he's not going to be healed from his burn. Why? Because he did not listen to what I tell him to do. The same thing with God. God tell Adam and Eve, "Do not eat from that tree of good and knowledge of evil." And they partake of it, right? So they, when they partake of it, sin has come into the world. Because sin has come into the world, God has no part with mankind anymore. But God, because he loves us so much, think about this, right? The reason God sent his only beloved son, because he loves us. How does he show his love? Through his sacrifice, right? Through the shedding of his blood. So if we do not follow his will, of course, Jesus loves everybody. But doesn't mean everyone is going to be saved, because not every one of us will follow the will of God. That's why for us, especially this generation, right? Really, it's so hard for us to believe. I went to many different churches before I came to Trinity Church. I went to the Catholic Church, the Greek Church, the local church. Only our church truly practice the will of God and the way of true salvation. Because right now you can see that many of us sitting here, we're all Asian, right? Except for Travis. Right? Anybody else here? Except for Travis, right? So we say to ourselves, how can we be the true church? We are a bunch of Asian. Actually, if you go to Africa, right? I become a white man in Africa, right? Because all our brothers and sisters there, they all are African. Right? So if you go over there, you think, how can that church be a true church there? Actually, when you go there, you kneel down and pray with them, we have the same spirit. Really, the same spirit. That's why we know we worship the same God. We have the same hope. We have the same Father. Right? So that's why for us, to not be deceived by the things out there, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us very clearly, unless we are born of water, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So believe in the word of God. But even though we believe, we also need to act on it. Many of us, think about it, I tell you, all of you, if you're not going to go to the back door, right, and this ceiling going to fall, all of you going to die. Do you believe me? Right? Many of you say, "Yes, I believe you, Voody," right? Then you're all just sitting there. The ceiling fall, you're all going to die, even though you believe me. But to believe, this means Rudy, I believe you, and let me go out through the door. Then you will not die. The same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul, right? What did the Holy Spirit say to Paul? What did God say? Get up and be baptized to wash your sin away. What happened if he just believed in Jesus during the time on the road to Damascus, and he didn't get up and go and get baptized? He would not be saved. That's why many of us, right? We had discussion about Mother Teresa, right? Mother Teresa is such a good woman, right? She dedicated her life, you know, to feed the poor, to go around to the really poor area. Actually, we think she definitely must be safe. Right? What do you guys think? You think she's safe? Actually, according to the Bible, she is not safe. Because the Bible teaches you need to be born of water to enter. But if God has some kind of special arrangement with Mother Teresa, we do not know, right? But according to the Bible, she is not safe. That's why did Jesus say, right, John the Baptist is born of a woman, right? There's no one greater than John the Baptist that born of a woman. But what did the Lord Jesus Christ say? But whoever the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him. Why? Because whoever is in the kingdom of God, they enter through the blood of Christ, right? Because John did not get the true baptism. Think about this. Jesus did not sacrifice himself yet. So for those of us who've been cleansed by the blood of Christ truly, we are greater than anyone out there who's born of a woman. Even though their life can be perfect. Of course, in human eyes, right, can be perfect. But actually, you can see in the New Testament, right, Peter, great apostle of God. Paul, a great apostle of God. Do they believe in baptism? Let's turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Actually, start verse 36. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assured that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Right? Peter, a great apostle of Jesus Christ, he also believed, he also knew that you need to be baptized if you want to enter the kingdom of God. Because during that time, 3,000 people were baptized. Because they believe. Because when they believe, they will get baptized. What about Apostle Paul? Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3. The book of Titus, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5. Titus, chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Spirit. Actually, Paul said exactly the same thing that Jesus said. Right? But he worded differently. He said, surely, right, through the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Spirit. So you need to be born of the water and born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. If Jesus tells us to do it, if Peter did it, if Paul did it, who are we? That we only say, that we only confess with our mouth. Actually, we read Romans chapter 10, right? Chapter 10, talking about when you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. Actually, during that time, right, who did Paul talk to? What group did Paul talk to? You guys know? If you read verse chapter 9, chapter 10, right, he talked to the group of Jews. Because the Jews, they did not believe that Jesus is their Savior. They did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. So that's why Paul told them, if you believe and confess that Jesus is the Savior, then you will be saved. Why? Because just like in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, right, 37, they will say, what shall we do to be saved? If they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So that's why for us, do not be deceived. Right? Let's also turn to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Start from verse 15. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Our Lord Jesus Christ here tell his disciple very plainly, right? Go and preach the gospel to every creature, right? He who believes and is baptized, and is baptized. So if you really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you will do according to his will. So if you do according to his will, truly you will be baptized. If a person is baptized, he will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Why? Because if a person do not believe, even though they confess with their mouth they are believing, but they don't do the thing that Jesus wants them to do, it's like not believing. So that's why for us, brothers and sisters, really, because I hear too many stories that many of you do not believe we need to have water baptism to be saved. We don't need the foot washing to have part of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do not have to have Holy Communion, right, to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have this kind of concept, really, Satan is trying to deceive you. Satan is trying to deceive you. That's why water baptism is so important. So now we ask ourselves, why do we need to be baptized? Why? To be safe, right? To be safe from what? To be safe from hell, right? Try to speak very plainly, right? To be safe from hell. And that's true. Why? Because in the beginning, right? Because a lot of people think, you know, when you tell them, hey, everybody have sinned and fall short of God's glory. So many people say, I never kill anybody, right? I don't lie to people. I don't cheat to people. Why you say I'm a sinner? But actually, if we go back, right? Because when we read Romans chapter 3, I think it's verse 27, say, all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory. What does this mean? Because in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, he created his own image, his own likeness. Right? So when they sin against God, no longer they have the image and likeness of God. So that's why we have sin. Because when God created us, he had this great expectation to be his child, right? To be like him. So because we have sinned against him, so no longer we have the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, or we have the glory of God. So that's why we have sin. Speak very plainly. That's why the Bible said, right, through Adam, sin come into the whole world. They do not mention because we steal, we cheat, this kind of stuff, but we fall short of God's image and God's glory. So that's why we have to think about this concept. But of course, nobody in this world is without sin. Nobody's in this world without sin. So that's why when we think why we need to be baptized, because our Lord Jesus Christ come to this world, shed his blood for us. Why? So we can, when during our baptism, we can put on our Lord Jesus Christ. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Right? That's what the Bible said. Is the image of the visible God. So when we are baptized, we put on our Lord Jesus Christ, our image become the glorious image, just like a Heavenly Father. So again, we can have part with a Heavenly Father. So that's why it's very important. So why do we think, right? Yes, baptism, you need to be saved from hell. Baptism, we need to put on our Lord Jesus Christ, because our Lord Jesus Christ, he is God himself. Why? Because the Bible said, I cannot imagine, right? If Jesus come down to the earth, right? For 33 years he lived on earth, then he sacrificed himself, then he just tell us, if you believe in me, you will be saved. If he wants us to do that, why does he need to sacrifice himself? He can just come on earth for 33 years and the last 3 years preach the gospel and then ascend to heaven without dying. Right? Then he can say to us, if you believe in me, you'll be saved. It's the same thing. But why does he need to sacrifice for us? Because the Bible very clearly, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. There's no remission of sin. So that's why for us, we need to have baptism. So do not be deceived by people out there who think the gate is so wide, every one of us will be saved. Just like in the time of Noah. How many millions in the time of Noah? But how many are saved? Eight people. Eight souls saved. So So do not think, even though there's what, 6 billion people in the world, maybe right now only about 1.5, 2 million are members of TJC, even within the household of God, many of us, very few. Actually, look at all the faces now, really. These last next 2 weeks, remember all the faces here. 10 years from now, you look at that picture again, NYTS, right? 10 years from now, see how many faces still in the church. Very few, very few. I'm saying this not because I want to scare you, right? But this is the reality of believing God. Because not many of us can go through this wilderness, right? Like earlier Pastor Huang shared with us. The Israelite, 40 years in the wilderness, what had happened? God said, many of them, right, their bodies scattered in the wilderness. Scattered in the wilderness. Why? Because they did not please God. The same thing for us. So for us, truly, do not be deceived. If we truly believe that we need to be baptized to be saved, so this means when we read the word of God, we are more convicted. When we preach the gospel, we are more convicted. Just imagine I tell you, hey, this food, right, this Cambodian food, you guys never had Cambodian food before, right? See, this Cambodian food tastes so good, and then when I eat it, I make some sour, you know, sour face, right? I don't think you guys want to eat it, right? The same thing with our conviction in our Lord Jesus Christ. If we preach to people, you need to be baptized, but we ourselves do not believe. How can we convince them, right? They also need to be baptized. It's impossible. So that's why for us, truly, we need to come back to the Bible, read the Word of God. That's why during these 2 weeks, truly, even though we are tired and things like that, we ask God to give us the strength to stay awake, right, to listen to the Word of God. Because these next 2 weeks, really, we get two senior pastors, right, and one visiting pastor here. The senior pastor, they, you know, maybe another 10 years and stuff, they no longer preach to us, right? But if God's willing, they preach another 20 years. But in human eye, they're not going to be, you know, they get old, it's tired. So that's why these 2 weeks NYT is so precious. Why? Because you'll be able to hear from them. They've been preaching the word of God 20, 25 years, 30 years. So when we sit here to listen as a younger generation, we will learn a lot from them. We will learn a lot from them. So we have to be convinced, like our Lord Jesus Christ tells us here, if you do not get baptized, surely you will not be saved. Do you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ? That's why sometimes I get very sad when I talk to the younger generation. I don't know what's going on with us. But it's so difficult for us to believe. So difficult to believe that the doctrine that God has revealed to us is truly the doctrine of salvation. Not because we are true Jesus church. Do not think, right, that we are true Jesus church, that we are saved. No. Even this church can be another name, right? But if we have the true baptism, the true Holy Spirit, the true Holy Communion, the true foot washing, and believe in one true God, that church will be saved. That's why we have to think about this. We have to think about this. So now that we know we need to be baptized, how should we baptize? Right? How should we be baptized? Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So during this time, right, Jesus told his disciple, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Is this right? Is this right? We have to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is it right? Just say something. Is it right or wrong? Wrong, right? So we think it's wrong. Why did Jesus say it? What? Jesus doesn't know what he's talking about? Right? What, if Jesus before he died, so he's not that smart that he's tell us the wrong thing? Jesus tells us very plainly here, right? That's why for us we get confused. If Jesus tells us, go out there and be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's right. We have to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what is the name? Right? Jesus tells us we need to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is right. That's what he wants us to do. But the thing is, what is the name? Because we know the name, we need to know the name of the Father, right? And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We know the name of the Son is very easy, right? Jesus Christ, right? What about the name of the Father? What is the name of the Father? What's the name of the Father, Jeshia? What's the name of the Father?
Jehovah.
I am that I am. What's the name of the Father? Actually, many Christians, right, in this world worship God for 30, 40 years, they still do not know the name of Father. Imagine that. Imagine I have a son, right? Now he's married with 3 kids. And they ask him, what's your father's name? I don't know. Right? Would I be happy with that? My son, 40 years old, have 3 kids, do not know my name. The same thing with us. Right? Sometimes we worship God for so many years, we don't know what our father's name. But actually, I know many of us know, but you guys are so humble, you don't want to say it, right? But many Christians out there truly, they do not know the name of the Father. That's why they are so confused. So that's why they said, you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what is that name of the Father? What is the name of the Father? That's why a lot of us, right, just think about this. Just imagine I love President Bush, right? So every morning I get up, President Bush is so wonderful. Thank you, right? And then at nighttime before I go to sleep, the same thing. Oh, President Bush, you did such a wonderful job today. Thank you, thank you. I do that for 30 years. Would President Bush know who I am, Vudi? Right? Actually, he could care less. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who I am. I can praise him. I can do whatever by myself. I think, right? This thing is good. But actually, many Christians, we are like that. We think we worship in God, this and that. Actually, there's many little gods out there that we worship. We don't really worship the true God. If we truly worship the true God and we know, how can we not know his name? How can we not know the Father's name? Right? But remember the name, right, of the Father's. So when Jesus said, baptize in name the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's right. He's right. But what is the name, right, of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit? What is that name? Let's turn to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse 6. John chapter 17, verse 6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you give them to me, and they kept your word. Our Lord Jesus Christ, at dinner time, right, he prayed as a high priest for himself to glorify God and also for his disciple. He said, I have manifested your name to the men. Just imagine this, right? Jesus Christ said, I have manifest, right, your name into the man, right? And also read verse 11. Verse 11. Who has the NIV version? Anybody read NIV? Anybody read NIV? No, we read NIV. Yes, can you read first, Patrick? Take them through your name, the name that you've given me. What is the name of the Father? You know George Foreman, right? George Foreman, the boxer. I think he has 7 sons, right? And he named all of them George, right? So if I meet one of his sons and I ask him, hey, what is your father's name? I know his son's name is George, right? I say to his son, hey, what is your father's name? He said, my father's name is the name that I have manifested, right? And the father's name is the name that he has given to me. So what does this mean? So his father, without knowing the father's name, just knowing his name, you know that the father is George, right? The same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of our heavenly Father is Jesus. It's Jesus. You guys understand what I'm saying? Right? So when you're talking about baptizing the name of the Father is Jesus. Baptizing the name of the Son, the Son is Jesus. And baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit. What about the name of the Holy Spirit? What is the name of the Holy Spirit? Let's turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse 23. 14 verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we, right, we will come to him and make our home with him. Right? So we talk about the Holy Spirit. If somebody keep the God's word, and then the Father will love him. So we, right, the Father and the Son, will make our home, right, in that person. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. So that Holy Spirit, so what is the name of the Holy Spirit? What is the name of the Holy Spirit?
If the Father's name is Jesus, and the Son's name is Jesus, and they both will come, right? Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, of the Son, right? So the Spirit, Holy Spirit, also the name must be, right? Must be Jesus. Okay? Must be Jesus. Yes?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was a Muslim before, so Muslims believe in one God, and they believe that God's name is Allah. So when I, you know, when I received the Holy Spirit and believe in Lord Jesus, it was difficult for me to call Lord Jesus Christ as God, because I would read the Bible, it would say, Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So I pray about this. I pray about this very much, and then one time, and I cried to God, God, please tell me, who are you? And then I had a dream, and in my dream, the same verses came that Pastor Woody just shared with us in the chapter in the John, that Lord Jesus says, Father, the name that you've given me, your name. The same verse was in my dream. I read, somebody read it for me. So I could see it and I could read this verse. Your name, the name that you've given me. So then suddenly it dawned in me, in my mind, that Lord Jesus Christ is the name of God. And then there was another verse that came in the Bible that showed me, and I can read it and I can hear it too, where Lord Jesus goes to the temple, and then he says that he's going to destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. And then actually he was talking about his body, his body that the Jews will crucify him and he'll be resurrected after 3 days. So that means Lord Jesus Christ was walking on this earth. Means God was manifested in the form of Jesus Christ, and he was walking in this earth in that body in the form of Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. But actually the name that he bear is the name of God. He is God himself walking on this planet. So that's what's completely revealed to me in my dream. And after that, there's nothing can change that I know that Lord Jesus is God, and that is his name.
Thank God. This is a wonderful, really, real life experience, right? Of God revealing to her truly that the name of the Father is Jesus. So that's why many our denomination, right, when they're baptized, right, when they have a big crusade, for example, right, they come in, they just go, you know, you are baptized, right, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? And you are saved, 10,000 saved. Actually, come on. Right? Really, come on. First, they baptize in no name, right? So now they baptize in the air, right? It's just like this, right? And many of them believe they are saved. So for me, I feel very sorrowful for them. But I even feel more sorrowful for all of us here if we are not convinced. Why? Because we're already in a true church. In a true church. That's why for us, right? We think about it. So that's why when we talk about Trinity, right? Don't make mistake that Trinity is different from us. A lot of time we think that Trinity, that's why we are so confused when we speak about Trinity. Why he say the same thing that I'm thinking, right? Why? Actually, Trinity is to prove one true God. Right? In the beginning, right, when a lot of heresy come up in the church, so many people say, no, the Holy Spirit is not Jesus, is not God, and Jesus is not God. So they come up with Trinity. Actually, they borrow this concept from Hinduism, right? No, Hinduism, they have three gods, right? The Brahman, Vishnu, and Shiva, right? Three in one, right? So they bought a concept to prove one true God. So that's why many times when you talk to people who believe in Trinity, you say, wow, they believe what I believe too, right? Why they say the same thing, but why are we disagreeing? Because they're trying to prove one true God. But the problem with them, they don't understand that God is spirit. When Jesus said, before Abraham was I am, he's talking about he is God, right?
So when I ask, when you ask people in Trinity, say, when you go to heaven, right, what do you see? But because a lot of people who in Trinity, they also believe in one true God. One true God. But when they go to heaven, say, what do you see? They see God the Father, God the Son. If God the Father and God the Son, then it's two gods, right? And if God's the Father, how can the Father's God is named Jesus also, right? And how can the Son named Jesus is two Jesus God, right? But for us, we know the truth. When we go to heaven, we only see God. And that God is Jesus. We don't see God and then Jesus and the Holy Spirit, no. Because when Jesus said, behold, Abraham was I am, he's talking about he is God, right? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God, right? So when we go to heaven, we see only one person. That is our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. So that's why when you talk to people in Trinity, we have to understand the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's go to the last point. Actually, it's 10:10, right? It's over, right? So any question at all before we take a break? Any question? Yes. Right? Let's go to that. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 54. Start from verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. Verse 55. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus stand at the right hand of God. So during this time, Stephen, before he was stoned to death, right? He looked into heaven, the heaven opened. He sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. What does this mean? Is there two gods? What does this mean? Right? God, Jesus said, right hand of God. What does this mean? So God is powerful. He can appear anywhere he wants to be, right? Yeah, I mean, it's true, right? It's true. But the thing is, what is the role of our Lord Jesus Christ? What is our role of our Lord? Why did he come to this world? I see. The reason he came to this world is to be the mediator between us and God. That's why he is the way to the Father, right? He's the way to the Father. No one can go to the Father except through me. So during that time when Stephen see the heaven open up, he see the promise of God, that Jesus is the mediator between him. So through Jesus Christ, surely he will go to heaven. So this means all of us, before the second coming of Christ, Jesus always can be in the right hand of God to be a mediator, right? So through him, we can go through to the Father. But when we go to the heaven, do we need the media anymore? No, Jesus did not need to be the media anymore. Jesus did not need to be the high priest anymore. Right? He doesn't need to be the high priest or the media anymore. So when Stephen see him in heaven like this, it's only the hope that is inside of him that truly Jesus is the Son of God. Truly Jesus is the one come as a lamb sacrificed for mankind. So truly, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's why when he sees this, he has the hope, Jesus is the true God. Right? But when all of us go to heaven, the second coming of Christ, there's no more Jesus. He doesn't need to be the Jesus. Right? When you're talking about Jesus, think about Jesus as being God, right? And Jesus, the historical Jesus. Right? When Jesus said, right, no one knows except the Father, right? Jesus talking about Jesus being human. Being human, he does not know. But if he said, he also can say that he's the Father too, right? The reason there's a Son, because there's a Father, right? So Father, he is God, so he incarnate in flesh as Jesus. So, but you can see, right? You can see. So that's why when we read verses like this, right? Of course, the other denomination, they use this verse also against us, right? And say, why do you see the Father, see Jesus standing on the right-hand side of God? Why? The main thing, he is a high priest, Right now, even right now, why our sin is able to be forgiven? Why? Sometimes we commit sin, right? Little sin, after we're baptized, little sin is why? Because Jesus right now, his blood is still flowing, right? Clean our sin. And why do we get a person get baptized, they are cleansed from their sin? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is still the mediator, right? It's still that lamb is sacrificed for mankind. But when we go to heaven, no more water baptism, right? No more foot washing, no more Holy Communion. Why? Because Jesus Christ is now, he's just God. He doesn't need to be a mediator anymore, okay? Let's bow our hand and pray in silence.